Now you remember everything I said? Need to go on a refresh course, yeah, every 2 weeks or what? Okay, so what is the any last pressing question? Yeah. Remember well, yeah, and make the most out of your life. It's your life, you're responsible, nobody else. Yeah. You're responsible for your life. Make the most out of it, yeah. And if you can, you'll find a way out of samsara. If you love samsara, you know, stay in. Yeah, I have no problems with that. Huh? It's your life. Yeah. Yeah, our attachment is is too big. Wait until you get older. What? No, the one behind you. You understand better, yeah? The young generation, you know, doesn't understand it yet. Yeah? Same with us, you know. I mean, when we were young, we thought, you know, the world is ours. Yeah? Then we realize, you know, it's not ours. So that's all what I can say, yeah. I mean, make meditation your number one priority. Start meditation in the morning, the first thing, yeah. And end with meditation before you go to bed, yeah? And do the daily reflection, yeah? And install the application Putto Putto Putto, the app, yeah? Whenever you open your phone, Putto 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 Putto, yeah? Where is it gone? Has disappeared very quickly, yeah? I assume, you know, 3 days, you know, I mean, you don't remember anything, huh? Huh? You're caught up with your life, you go back to work, you know, today, Sunday, tomorrow, you go back to work, yeah? After you work, there was there was something important, what was it? I can't remember, huh? Okay, so, yeah, anybody, any last question?
Any last questions from the ground?
Then we finish up. Yeah.
If there is no question from the ground, may I have a question? It's about being birthed in the demon's realm or heavenly realm. I was just thinking, are we able to channel this merit that we have to be reborn in this heavenly realm to support our practice? Rather than being reborn in this heavenly realm, can we make an option to just live as a human being and to continue our practice until we reach the end?
I mean, if you have said you have a choice, if you go to the human realm or to the deva realm. Yeah. If you don't have sati, you don't have a choice, yeah? Well, I mean, there was a story, you know, Lungta Mahapua met this monk, and there was a story, you know, I mean, when one of the monks, you know, died of malaria, yeah? So when he died of malaria, you know, I mean, he suddenly, you know, was in another realm, you know, and then he found an old man, you know, said, okay, you know, this is the way up to heaven, yeah? And then the monk, or, you know, the chitta of the monk said, yeah, at the moment I'm very thirsty, I need to drink some water first before I go up there, yeah? And then he went the other way, then he saw a pregnant woman, you know, just, you know, digging water, that is the last thing he remembered, then he was reborn as a human being. But he remembered his teacher, he remembered everything. So, I mean, with 11, he said, you know, I mean, my teacher doesn't live very far away from him, you know. And then he came, you know, he went to his place, you know, he said, this is my teacher, you know. And then Lungta Mahapua met him, how do you know it's your teacher? Yeah? I mean, I was with him, I was staying in this kuti, you know, and I remember everything, you know. So he went to ask the teacher, yeah, that's true, yeah. I mean, he died of malaria, yeah. So he had a choice to go up to heaven, but he didn't, yeah. He wanted to stay back with his teacher, you know, and learn some more, yeah. Yeah?
Ajahn, actually, just now when you talked about the few requirements to be born in the heavenly
realm,
I was wondering why you talked about respect rather than loving kindness, because isn't that a bit of a higher form of respect? Because it's easy to say you have
no
respect, while still having secretly have some aversion for people in your heart, and you can feel compassion, but you don't actually feel love, right?
No. No. Try it. Try it out, you know. why there needs to be respect, why there needs to be gratitude, and why there needs generosity? Because the heaven is, you know, it's a heavenly kingdom. Yeah? So you have a king, you have the subordinates of king, you know. I mean, it is like in the old kingdoms here in Europe or in Asia, yeah? Yeah.
I was just wondering why you didn't mention
I mean, there are four different kinds, there are four, you know, four realms of existence, you know. I mean, they don't have a body form, you know, they're called Brahma-viharas.
It's a higher deva realm.
It's a higher deva realm, yeah. Not all the devas have bodies, yeah. Yeah. And not, you know, not all the devas are female and male bodies, yeah. So there are 25 different heavenly realms, yeah. Yeah, if you want to go through the Brahma realm, then of course, you know, loving kindness, yeah? But how do you develop loving kindness? Huh?
Gratitude, respect, and
generosity. No. That is certainly a prerequisite, but you know, I mean, you have to look in your heart. That's where loving kindness is, huh? Where can it be else? Yeah? I told you in the beginning, you know, I mean, people have ideas. Oh, I love the whole world, you know. And the next time, you know, see somebody, whoosh, anger comes out. It's not loving kindness. Loving kindness is the loving kindness from the heart. Yeah. So once you get and clean your heart and get into your heart, there it is in full measures. You don't have to practice it, but you have to get down to the heart.
So if you don't practice that, then how do you reduce your aversion? Not anger and hatred, but just, you know, aversion.
Can somebody tell us? I mean, I was talking about asupa practice.
Huh?
Yes! I mean, do you know what aversion is? It's a form of hate. Greed and hate, red. Yeah? Huh? Aversion is a form of hatred. Dislike is a form of hatred. Yeah? Dislike, you know, I don't like this, I don't like that, I'm not happy with this, I'm not happy with this. Yeah, aversion, you know, I mean hate, you know, and hate, you know, hate to the degree where you can't stop the hate. That is all hate, yeah? The same thing is for greed, yeah? Oh, I rather prefer this. This is a form of like, yeah? Hmm? It's a form of greed, yeah? Greed is a container, you know, for all the things, yeah? Just like hate is a container for all the things from the smallest dislike, you know, up to the hate, yeah? So aversion certainly belongs into that. And the only way how to get rid of it, yeah, is to do a super practice. Yeah? Nobody else can explain it to her? I mean, I talked 2 or 3 days about it, huh? Normally, to hell. No, that is not normal. Yeah, that's why I asked my students, you want to go first to hell and then to heaven, or first to heaven and then to hell? Yeah, I mean, it's completely up to you. You can come back to the human realm if you don't want to go. Yeah?
Okay, so after I go to heaven,
I mean, in most of cases, yes. Yeah? I mean, there's always exception. Yeah? I mean, that's why I told you the story of Lungta Mahabua. Didn't you listen? Did you listen? Did did you remember what he said, you know? I went to up to this heaven, then I went down to this hell, then I went up to that heaven, you know, went down to that hell, and then to this and that, you know, going up and down before I became a human being again. Okay? Okay? No, you should aim for Nibbana. I mean, you can stay at this time, you know, looking at it for a while, you know, but then you should put it back. Huh? And if you crush it, you know, then you take some glue and glue it up again, yeah? Yeah, you can stay for a while, look at it, you know, and see for what it is, yeah? But then you should, you know, bring it back, yeah? When we take it out and observe, yeah, then we observe the body parts, you know, and then ask ourselves the question, what is the body? Where's the body? I see only body parts. And who is sitting there and observes this body part? Yeah? Once, yeah? I mean, in the beginning not, but sooner or later, you know, there will be a distance between the chitta who sits here and the body part there, yeah? And this we have to deepen and deepen until it really cuts, yeah? That's why we have to take it back, because we notice when we take it back, suddenly, you know, the I, yeah? The identification with the body, you know, disappears when there are all the body parts are out there, yeah? And when we take one of the body parts back, you know, and reassemble it, you know, then the I comes back, the identification comes back. That's a whole process, yeah? Understand, yeah? Okay.
I suppose that would be the end for the Q&A. For anyone who would like to speak with Rongpo, Rongpo has actually generously made himself available.
What? Huh? I have not agreed. I mean, I feel like a, you know, like a sheep dragged through here, you know. What is? Some people, yeah, I mean, some people want to speak to me later. They can speak up now. Now they don't want, yeah? See, it's not pressing, you know, if they want to speak to me. Here I am, yeah? You can speak to me. Yeah? What? Yeah?
Yeah, thank you, Adam. Okay, my question is, I'm not sure I'm correct, but to be a sukhapana, you need to have sati, right? Sati and then the three factors, remove the three factors and plus the sati that you mentioned, the emptiness of the mind.
Yeah.
Is that you need the practice to
develop? You need to practice samadhi. And you sometimes, you know, I said there are two ways how to get into samadhi. There's one way to get into samadhi when we do very deep investigation and suddenly leads us into deep samadhi. Or it's the other way, you know, the samatha, where we go into deep samadhi. Only in deep samadhi, it can switch to the maca, where when the three fetters, you know, are pretty much cut down, that it cuts the three fetters, and then when we come out, you know, we enter Sotapanna. So, I mean, sati is, of course, important, you know, to understand what is going on, yeah? Satipanya, yeah? I mean, this is already, you know, I mean, disassociation with the body, without sati, you don't get it, yeah? Yes, I said unplug your ears and put up your antennas, you know, and listen to what I'm saying. Yeah, everybody asks the same question. Yes, I said it is possible, but it is very unlikely. I mean, if you live here in this world, yeah. I mean, if you're constantly, you know, I mean, bothered by all these things, you know, you have to look after your working, you look after your work, you know, after your food, after your house, yeah, after your mate, you know, it is very unlikely, you know. But if you as a layperson go to a monastery maybe for a few years, you know, it is possible. Yeah?
Thank you.
And I said, especially with these smartphones, it's quite impossible, yeah?
So, I suppose that the end of the Q&A is too long. No more questions? So, they very big pardon to Ajahn for all the things that he has for us over these few days. And to express our deep gratitude to Long Paul for traveling all the way to Singapore and giving us a teaching that goes straight to the heart. We wish Long Paul a safe and fun journey to Dasani, always be well and healthy, and also we would like to invite Long Paul again to come to teach us when the opportunity arises in the future. With the smooth running of the retreat, especially the meal preparations and the cleaning dana facilitated by Sister Devi, as well as Sister Marissa and the team for managing the schedule and the flow of events in the meditation hall. A special kudos shout out to my team for the breakfast dana and Brother Ramos and Brother Ashram and the regular Wat Palawan community for keeping the temple in good condition that is conducive for everyone to practice. And the organizer would like to rejoice with all the recipients for the great efforts made in deepening our meditation practice. May we keep fighting with fighting our Kilesa, and may we make a speedy progress towards Nirvana within this lifetime.
What? Why?
Offering of the flowers. Get another table.
I mean, before you offer it, you know, you have to do the chanting. Yeah?
So, brothers and sisters, we will now begin the asking of forgiveness ceremony by paying respects to Long Paul a few times. Now we will bow down and repeat that position. Please chant together with me. Namo Tassa. Thank you.
Acharye.
Acharye.
Pamatena. This side, you know, and receive the thing. Yeah. Okay, Kapla. I said in English, I forgive you, do you forgive me? Huh? You forgive me? Apivadana sila sanitanguta pachai no chataro tama watanti ayu vano sukang palam.